Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Daily Beast wonders, how much will Prince Harry's memoir revelations harm the royal family? The Beast writes, simply observing Harry's anger at his father in recent round of media appearances, one would be forced to conclude that Prince Charles will be among the members of the royal family most anxiously waiting to see what fall 2022 brings to one's local bookstore. And while Harry's anger may be so extreme that he might even fantasize about fulfilling his mother's publicly stated musings on dislodging Charles from his place in the line of succession, he is likely to know that this is not going to happen under the British Constitution. A far more achievable goal, however, if one were seeking revenge on Prince Charles, would be to attempt to turn the public against his stepmother, Camilla Parker Bowles, and prevent her ever becoming queen. Charles has said that Camilla will only be known as the Princess Consort. However, the Daily Beast has been previously informed by reliable sources that Charles fully intends to declare her queen when he ascends to the throne. Within the palace, this objective is so well known it is considered an open secret. However, declaring Camilla queen has always represented a huge gamble for Charles. Camilla, with a 36% approval rating, is even less popular with the British public than the not-much-liked Charles, 45%. And although Harry at 31% and Meghan 32% now trail both of them, Harry scrapes in one place ahead of Prince Andrew, who, for reference, has a 10% approval rating in YouGov polls at the moment. Journalist Don Wooten quoted a source as saying that the working assumption was that Charles would take another kicking from Harry in the book, but that Charles' office were particularly concerned about what he might say about Camilla. He quoted these sources saying, let's be honest, Harry has never been close to the Duchess of Cornwall. If he documents their fraught relationship in the book, it could be very damaging at a time when Charles is laying the groundwork for her to become the Queen. Penny Juna, the royal writer who was historically close to Charles's camp and has written biographies of Charles, Camilla, and Harry, told the Daily Beast, I think there is a good chance he will talk about his feelings for Camilla and his relationship with her. He was a child when he learned about everything from his mother. There were three of them in the marriage, as Diana said, but it was a very complex situation which some narratives like The Crown have managed to make very two-dimensional. I suspect that Harry sees it as equally two-dimensional. Harry seems to me at the moment to be very angry and hurt and trying to find himself in some sort of way. But yet again, here is Harry getting it all out there at the expense of the family. I just hope he doesn't say things in the book that he regrets later. What scares me is the money that is being suggested is being paid. Penguin Random House are going to want some revelations for their buck. However, the Beast points out Queen Elizabeth has never been so popular with her subjects. After the stunning initial shock of the Oprah interview, the royals seem to have sustained precisely zero damage, domestically at least. The royals seem fine with Harry and Meghan more resoundingly commanding American affections. So one has to wonder whether Harry really has the goods to truly rock the monarchy the same way his mother did. Palace Intrigue, we'll be right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Meghan Markle's estranged brother, Thomas Markle Jr., is set to appear on Big Brother VIP in Australia. The 55-year-old was spotted at Sydney Airport and is now believed to be riding out a 14-day quarantine. Last year, Thomas told New Idea he wouldn't be surprised if Harry and Meghan stepping away from the royal family was because of an ultimatum by his half-sister. He said, if things aren't going her way, she'll just go a different route. Ultimately, she wants to do what she wants to do, and she doesn't want to be told what to do. I think living under the palace rules and guidelines, it just probably caused her a lot of problems with her life and with Harry. So that's how she is. It's very possible that she just put her foot down and said to Harry, I'm leaving, with or without you. Meanwhile, the good son, William, was doing things the way a future king does, giving a member of the Olympic team a proper send-off. Will sat down with middleweight boxer Lauren Price at his Kensington Palace home. I've got a problem, William joked. I'm not even good at one sport. You're really good at, like, three sports. The Mirror reports Lauren told the Price about growing up playing soccer and how she transitioned to boxing, including the challenging time spending 18 months out of the ring due to the coronavirus pandemic. The athlete also talked about how she worked as a taxi driver on weekends, picking up all the drunks on Friday and Saturday night. But did they mess with you, Lauren? Did they? William said with a smile. And not to be outdone, William is writing his own book, sort of. Earthshot, How to Save Our Planet, a book about the Earthshot Prize, was co-authored by Colin Butfield, former executive director of international conservation charity WWF, and award-winning producer-director Johnny Hughes. Earthshot will be published ahead of the Earthshot Prize Awards ceremony, scheduled in London on Sunday, October 17, 2021. William will write the foreword. Earthshot, How to Save Our Planet, will be centered around the organization's five goals and will highlight, per a statement, the urgency of the environmental challenges facing our world, while also providing readers with inspirational case studies of the incredible solutions happening globally to repair our planet. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Balance Intrigue and good times.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, aliens, ghosts, demons, cryptid creatures like Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and Mothman, then I have the show for you. The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader. Each week, we investigate different claims of the supernatural and try to shed light into the darkness, bringing you the top guests and experts from around the world. Enter the fray. Then join me, Dave Schrader, your host, as we investigate all aspects and claims of the supernatural and paranormal. Listen on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Good Pods, TuneIn, Pocket Casts, Deezer, Player FM, Amazon Music, Audible, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. The answers to life's biggest questions and miracles and mysteries awaits you. So join me each week, two brand new episodes of the best in paranormal podcasting, The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader.